Accessing files. Folder encrypted. Decrypting. Access granted. File found. Spyros_WinYM_S1.C3. Created a day ago. File size 12.8 terabytes. Reading text file attached. On past day, Cabin 3 ventured to Prehub, the abandoned city, to retrieve and return radioactive stones to power the equipment needed for entering the Elemental Isles. Eerie environments were met with eerie feelings as Cabin 3 found strange markings depicting a colossal figure being worshipped by many. Once the party had found and retrieved the stones, masses of dirt began to take humanoid shape and attack them. They found out that the radiation affecting them was producing effects of wild magic, causing a dance party to erupt for many involved in the encounter. Cabin 3 was able to escape by the skin of their teeth and now will venture back to Hub for safety. Who was the figure in the temple? What does Ron Castley's face taste like? The adventure continues. End text file. Save file. File saved.
Welcome to Foes and Fables, an actual play D&D podcast where in our current long-form campaign we follow the antics of Cabin 3 in the world of Spyros. My name is Nathan Augustine, and I'm your silly dungeon master, followed by your silly players.
What's up, everybody? It's your charming, hardworking, and highly recommended dude, David Beeman, playing the new super serious, no-nonsense Scooter.
Whoa.
This time for sure.
I recommend.
This is David Sturgis playing the, I guess we're being truthful, very upbeat and positive Leon.
Whoa.
Yeah, hey. We're being so truthful.
That seems like truth.
I've never heard more truth before.
I actually figured out you guys were being sarcastic just now. That went over my head the first time.
I can't believe still haven't you figured it out. And my name is Tanner Azanero, playing Laszlo Lutherum.
We're so back. You know what? Let's just get back into it. You guys just got out of this little pre-hub temple. You have retrieved these highly radiation-filled...
Radioactive.
Radioactive. Wow. How could you forget that word?
He's sleepy. Back off.
I'm so sleepy
Nathan,
today.
You've told me many times on many occasions how much you love Radioactive by your favorite band, Imagine Dragons.
I was literally... We were talking about them. I was literally talking to Sturgis about this like 10 minutes ago.
Really? I missed that.
I was just like, I called, well, I guess you guys weren't here yet, so it was more like 20, 30 minutes ago, but I was just talking about how they're like corporate rock and how I really don't like them at all, even.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Radioactive song. But yeah. Anyway... You have the radioactive stones that you needed for producing these suits that you need to enter the Elemental Isles. So it would make sense for you guys now to return to Hub. Is there anything you guys like say to each other as you're exiting with these things and with your lives by the skin of your teeth?
Is Rad Scanner still with us?
I'll say the Rad Scanner is still around for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Did I make a fool of myself in there?
No, you were great. You were brilliant.
Okay, because it felt like I kind of made a fool of myself with the dancing. I mean, it was fun, but I don't want to embarrass myself in front of...
Hey, Laszlo, take it from me, Scooter.
Yeah?
As long as you're having fun, that's all that matters.
I look at Scooter really earnestly, and I, like, put a hand on your shoulder and just say, you know what, Scooter, thanks for the advice. I appreciate it.
This shit's gotten weirder than I could have ever imagined.
Also...
Thanks, you know what, the rad scanner.
The rad scanner.
I'm the rad scanner.
Yeah.
And I'm right.
We couldn't have done this without you, the rad scanner.
I know. Yeah. I was very vital to this operation.
All right, well, don't let it get to your head.
What was it again that we took from the temple?
The gems.
The gems. Radioactive the, okay. stones. Yes.
That's right. Yes. I want to hold the rad scanner sort of up to the radioactive stones and be like, yes. What do you think of this, the rad scanner?
I think these are full of radiation.
My, for at least as long as I can have them do it, my spirit guardians are the ones carrying them.
Ooh, yeah. I'll say that just for ease of travel that they can make it all the way back to Hub.
Great.
Before they Great. Dispel.
So I guess our point person on this is
the wardrobe.
Yeah.
Laszlo, you would actually think that the person who would be able to get this matter resolved quicker would be Aglet, elf you worked with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For most of your hiatus. Yeah. So bringing the stones to him at least would be like the direct line of contact to get the job started immediately. Okay.
Great. What time of day is it?
You guys left at night, no?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it was like right after dinner. Like
yeah, so I'll say it's like becoming dawn.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Do we feel the need to try and rest here, or should we try and get back to the city before resting?
I feel like we should try and get back because there's more weird things here than in that place.
Right. I guess my worry is finding weird things on the way out.
Why don't you guys make, I guess, insight checks?
Okay.
16.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Natural 2.
Whoa.
Natural toonie.
Quite the spread. With a natural 20, Laszlo, your journey here was pretty undisturbed, so you can imagine that the return journey will be just as undisturbed.
Let's rest when we're home.
Okay.
And then we can bring it to Aglet.
Great.
Do we see a beautiful sunrise on the horizon as we travel?
Yes, and the rad scanner looks at it and goes, wow, I can't believe this is the last thing I'll see! And dies.
It's getting so violent when the spell ends.
His face dissipates, and the rad scanner is no more.
I could cast it again.
I thought you were going to.
No, I'm super serious, Scooter, now.
Ooh.
So instead, I'll let Lil Scoot sit on my shoulders and watch the sunrise.
That's really sweet.
We walk home.
You guys walk home and you view this wonderful sunrise. Yeah, you guys walk to your base of operation.
Yeah.
And you guys can long rest.
Great.
So get those slots Excellent. Back, those hit points back.
Sweet slots.
And yeah, the person you think of that comes to mind immediately to work on this would be Aglet, who is still stationed in G Money Quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are able to find him pretty immediately. He's pretty much always there. And he greets you guys. Oh, hey guys. Oh, hey, Laszlo. I heard a thing about some radioactive stones for some suits, because I know you guys are headed to the Elemental Isles, right?
Apparently, that's sort of our last stop while we're here before we continue on our journey, finally.
Yeah, that should be interesting for you. It's been kind of weird over there lately. But these suits should help. I know there's a lot of weird radiation there as well. How was that for you going to Prehub? Not too many people really go that way anymore.
It was quite the party.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, Aglet, By the way, Aglet, my name is Scooter.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Wait.
Cannot be unsupervised.
Yes, never mind. No, this is that same guy.
I've met you before, Scooter. I know exactly who you are.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
But, okay. You never apologized for like what you did before.
What exactly? This is the guy. You know what? You know what? New year, new me. I'll be the bigger person.
I'm bigger, but
I pull out a pen and paper and begin standing in front of Aglet, writing like the longest, most overly verbose apology in like the history of Spyros ever.
Can I have a brief summary, please, of what the contents of the letter convey? Even just an excerpt, even just an excerpt from this long note you're writing, Aglet.
My dearest friend and colleague, Aglet. Some say processing takes time. Since we last seen each other, I took that time to process. And though my stature may seem unchanged, I also took that time to grow. Through my journey and through my travels, I did much reflecting, rumination, and meditation on the interaction that we had together. It lives fondly in my memory forever. However, the note, the demeanor of this note, unfortunately, is rather sorrowful. For it is with great humility that I must present to you my most sincere and significant apology. I believe that my behavior back then may have reflected poorly upon myself and, more importantly, my team. I've taken time to grow and learn that my behavior affects more than even just myself. And the reputation I carry with myself reflects upon those who spend time around me.
All right, let's just get it on. Like sad violin.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, I'm Leon.
And then at the end, it is like with most cordial and sincerest apologies, your beloved colleague, Scooter. And then there's like a little signature under it that says Lil Scoot.
The funniest thing about that is that you did cast Throes of Ecstasy on him, so it's literally like getting a overly serious text from an ex or something.
A one like, night stand.
Why are you talking to me like this?
Literally asked for an apology.
I fucking role played Tony the Tiger in a bowl of cereal with you. Like, why the fuck are you being cordial with me? Fuck is happening.
Aglet takes the letter that you quickly and longing.
It wasn't quick. It took a while. I like to imagine everybody sat just there quietly watching while I write this note.
And he looks at you, Leon, and he's like, I've met you too, Leon.
I don't think he did.
I'm sure
you guys were all sneaking, weren't you?
I mean, I'm sure that there's been other times in between that singular moment within the time that we left. It doesn't have to happen on mic for it to happen.
He takes all of the rock from you guys and it says, I'll get these suits ready in about 24 hours time.
Okay. Thank you.
In the meantime, I guess Vile's been looking for you guys. Wanted to just like meet up with you for a moment or something.
Before we see Vile, I must speak with G-Money.
G-Money's too busy. Sorry.
Too busy for an old friend.
Yes. At this current time, G-Money is working.
This is so strange, guys.
Very hard.
This is the second time we've tried to speak with G-Money, and for some reason, we just haven't been able to.
His schedule's really tight.
I've barely been able to see him myself, and I've been here the whole time.
One day.
We'll find Vile. We'll find Vile.
Okay, thank cool. You. No worries. It didn't seem super urgent from her end, but I know that she wanted to just kind of see what you guys were up to and maybe had a few questions for you or something. But yeah, well, I'll get ready with the machines here in, 24 hours.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And he turns around with it, like dispenses them into this machine and starts bapping away at a keyboard and begins producing these suits that you will later have.
Great.
And yeah, it is, you guys have a day to either figure out what you're doing, just before you leave and Vile wants to see you, but otherwise the world is kind of your oyster for a day.
Is there anywhere in Hub to do karaoke?
Yeah, I'll say that there is a karaoke night at the repository.
Laszlo and Leon, huddle up. Team huddle.
Got it. I'm in.
Guys, it's been so long since we've seen each other. And the moment that we tried to rest and catch up as friends, we got interrupted by another mission.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we have one day, one night to celebrate reuniting as a team. I think the three of us should go out and do karaoke together. What do you think, guys?
I like slowly raise my hand.
Yeah.
What's karaoke?
Oh, we're about to have a grand old time.
I think I look at Leon and say, Leon, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. But it's when you sing popular music and look at a TV that will show you the lyrics and you sing to a track of that music so that you don't have to compete with the vocals already typically found in such top 40 hits.
It's actually really fun. I've done karaoke before. It's a good time.
Really?
Will you come with us?
I can't believe we haven't done karaoke the whole time that I've been here then.
Yeah, I mean, I just did it when I was a kid.
Oh,
it was
wait,
like,
it, this is,
this is Ron Castle.
This is Ron Castle.
I forgot he was with us. He's so short, yeah. You like never see him. You never look down. Wow,
Jesus.
Oh, sorry. His face looking straight up at you.
Ron Castle, what's your karaoke song?
Oh, I got a feeling by the red-eyed gnomes.
I love that song.
Do you really?
I actually do.
Wow, that's awesome, because I love that song, too.
We have so much in common.
That's really cool. We're really hitting it off.
Is there anything you guys want to do before we go party the night away?
Well, I guess we have the day. I mean, we can... the day with talking to Vile, or do we start the day with talking to Vile?
If we start the day with talking to Vile, we might be able to talk her into coming with us.
We could also check out the library that you fixed.
I was also considering that as well.
No time better spent than at your local library.
Okay, so how about library, Vile, karaoke? Great.
All right, hands in the middle.
I put my hand in the middle.
What are we going out on, Leon?
Very, very, like, scared, put my hand in the middle.
What are we going out on, buddy?
What?
Just say a thing that all of us say, and then we cheer.
Ever give up Adventure Forever?
No.
No. Loud and correct buzzer noise.
3, 2, 1. That's what we do.
Perfect.
We have our thing.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love
that. We're so back.
I love a loud, incorrect buzzer sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
So, you guys, where are you headed first exactly?
Library.
Okay.
Ron Castle, have you ever done trivia?
I don't think I have. I don't know too many things.
Oh, neither do I. You kind of just hang around and make fun of everyone else for being nerds.
Oh, really? That I can do.
Ron Castle's so cool.
He's so cool.
So cool.
What a perfect addition to our team.
I agree.
You guys head to the library, and you walk on in there, and instead of that normal computer that was usually kind of like the secretary or librarian in a sort of sense, there's no one now, and it's actually just an entrance-free thing that no one is watching over and is fully, like, up to the
the user, I suppose, on what they wish to do and what they wish to read about.
Still the zipline system?
Still the zipline system.
Zip line. Yeah, ask if there were any like new features or anything.
It seems to be kind of the same, except very hands-off. And just kind of like more making it what you want it to be.
Okay.
The library goer. And you have your cards still, so at least Scooter's got one, I know for sure.
Laszlo, was there anything specific that you wanted to read about?
I mean, the information that you gathered was about the Canine Plains, correct? That was like the whole point of your journey, so I guess we start
definitely.
There.
Okay, sure. Does that sound good to you, Leon?
Yeah, I was also going to ask about the third tree of Spyros.
Okay. Idea.
So, do we want to split up or go together?
I say let's start together with Canine Plains, and then from there, that information might lead to more questions, and we can split up.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I grab the zip line and go, Canine Plains!
You zip into the void. And
I grab the zip line, and because I remember what happened last time when I just jumped and said zip line, it took me to like part of the library on zip lines.
On zip lines, yes.
I remember that I did that, and so I get on and I say, Canine Plains, zip line. Shakabra.
You follow. Okay, great. All of you take the zip line saying Canine Plains, and you end up in this similar room to how you remember it, Scooter, where the walls were all this massive screen. And how you navigate the information is purely like through thought and interaction. Mm-hmm. So when you all land in here, you find the screen and it says Canine Plains. And you're allowed to ask it whatever about this subject.
Can we ask it to sort by recently added data?
Sure. You ask to sort it by recently, by the recent data, and you find an article on stumps, actually. And how she is known and recognized as the final and only large house cat or house cat at all in all of Spyros. And it has been that way for most of this recorded history.
Are there any undomesticated cats or felines in Spyros?
Yeah, and so in this information, you can find that there are cat people still in the world of Spyros, like Tabaxi. Mm. In fact, there was one in Camp Wim Wim for boys. Right. And those people exist. And then in a weird footnote sort of way, it also explains that in contrast, canines and dogs are very much populating the canine plains. Mm-hmm. But there are less so dog people. And people aren't exactly sure why that is the case, but they know that Stumps is the final and only one, and that Flannel is listed as her guardian, essentially, like, protector from poaching.
Interesting.
Yes.
So the significance of house cats is their near extinction, essentially.
Yes, okay. Yeah, like, extremely endangered.
Got it.
In the most extreme sense. Mm-hmm. And there only
like
is
functionally
one.
Extinct.
Yes. They're functionally extinct because there is no
it's
way...
It's a matter of time.
Yes. There's no way for them to breed another one.
We're past the point of return with it.
So Stumps is regarded as a treasure on Spyros, because she is quite literally the only one. And that data is important just to know.
Okay.
Because people wouldn't have known that otherwise.
What information is there on Flannel specifically? Like, do they have, like, a bio on him?
They have, like, a short bio on Flannel that he is an artificer-type person, very smart, and lives within the Canine Plains and is typically only to be known as pretty much the only non-canine person other than Stumps who resides in the Canine Plains, mainly because it's more of a wilderness area than it is a metropolitan area or a place where people reside at all, and that he came from Camp Dingo Bingo.
Mm-hmm. I remember the Canine Plains being fairly unsurveilled from what we could tell, or like mm-hmm. a bit more wild of an area.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything on why that is, or like attempts to surveil or control the Canine Plains?
Mm.
Well, there was that cave that Maha kind of was in.
Thwarted that one.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's plenty more.
Which is what I'm looking for.
Right. Like the Haven mm-hmm. Tech in the cave.
Yes, but yeah. The Haven, yeah, attempt.
It is written.
Pre-podcast stuff.
It is written that Haven is not surveilling the Canine Plains heavily, if at all, these days.
At least not officially.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Suspicious. Okay. Do we want to read about the Emerald Isles since we're going there?
Elemental.
Elemental?
Yeah. I feel like there may be some more rabbit holes to go down with this information you spent 2 years getting.
Why was it removed? Can we figure out why this was like what we needed to
Oh, find? Yeah. That's a really good question.
There's not necessarily like a paper trail right. that would tell you why it was removed in the first place.
Can we turn this into a role, basically, like an insight mm-hmm. role to give us a little bit of like some guidelines to head down towards to really get to the meat and potatoes of like why Scooter just spent 2 years of his life on this?
I mean, most of that 2 years, remember, was also like me learning how to read. So.
Yes, but I mean...
True. I mean, like, if you're, looking, if you're searching you for the significance of those 2 years, like, that's it.
I mean, I guess I would call this investigation.
Okay. Roll this dice. 19.
Ooh.
13.
23.
Holy. Okay. Leon, with a 23, you start recalling a lot of information just from when you guys first were in the Canine Plains, when you first fled from Camp Wim Wim, and how you did find in the Canine Caverns this weird underground lab that was very much hidden from all eyes, and this is also where you found the original USB
mm-hmm.
That contained the video of Lacrimose when you put it into G-Money's
right.
Chain. You think back to this, and when you guys, to Tanner's point, thwarted that operation in a way, you start to think maybe that was a catalyst for them to start kind of clean slating so that there was no like trace of what they were doing at all.
Oh. Got it.
Yeah. And now, even with the information you do have still and recovered for the library Scooter, it does feel like Haven, maybe, with all of these investigation checks kind of piling up, that it is being swept under the rug a little bit, even in recovery.
And the thing that is being swept under the rug, we're still not even sure what that really was, necessarily.
The fact that Haven was there
right.
doing something.
It sounds like it points towards Stumps.
I mean, Stumps is the only thing of any like legitimate like global significance in the Canine Plains that we're aware of.
Yeah.
And so what would the question then being posed is, what does Haven want with Stumps?
Something probably old and intangible
and bad.
If they are erasing information about things, who knows what other information they have erased and are hoarding and can operate on exclusively themselves.
I know that was phrased rhetorically, but the answer actually might be Lacrimose.
True.
Because he, Maha.
True.
Lacrimose might actually, Lacrimose might know.
True. Well, I can always try and contact people from afar too if we ever need me to.
Should we try and contact Lacrimose? Just ring him up, like, yo, what up, dude?
If I'm remembering the language of the spell correctly, that would be difficult because I'm not familiar with him, but also he would have to answer.
What about Maha?
We have talked to Maha.
And Maha, literally, we learned, was like kind of doing okay.
Yes. Yeah. Maha was fine. I don't think Maha would have much more information. I also needed G Money's help to converse with
Maha. That's right. I remember this
as well.
Well, let's go. Let's go. I think if we go to G Money's office and just keep knocking on the door, he'll have to answer at some point.
Here's the thing. If you called Zach and told him to get over here, he'd drive right over
here. He did ask if anyone wanted to play games tonight.
That is true.
I do have a question. Outside of stumps, what valuable materials and or other assets are there in this information from the Canine Plains? Like, just kind of general value in that region that we could kind of assume that Haven at the very least wants to control.
I think that from what you are looking at, a lot of the key information that was recovered and is of note and importance is with stumps.
Okay.
A lot of the other information is very much like wildlife preservation kind of information, where the Canine Plains is regarded as a natural reservation on Spyros, much like the Tomb Forest was, but the Tomb Forest was very much publicly infiltrated and controlled.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm wondering if maybe Haven is surveying. Like, maybe they want to terraform it. Maybe they want to build stuff.
At the very least, like, the land and
exactly,
for lack of a better term, real estate of it.
Yeah, it's mostly wilderness. Like, maybe Haven wants to build stuff.
Industry.
Yeah. I mean, that's all they do. So, at the very least, we've thwarted that. And we've also, through you, Scooter, eliminated some threats to Flannel, who, honestly, if there's anybody who I'd trust to keep that region safe on his own, at least until he needs help, it's him.
And he would reach out for help if he needed it.
I agree.
Because he knows that we would be there.
I agree. I guess I look to you both and I say, if we wish to separate from here, I think I only had one other thing with this that I wanted to check, but there were a couple things of not extreme interest that I had, but more so wanted to check while we were here.
Speak on them.
I kind of just wanted to check to see what information publicly within this library was on us.
There also
could be maybe less to do with us, but also who knows, but we also could see what public information there is on our families who were here before us as well.
That is true.
For me and Ben Scooter.
I personally want to learn a little bit more about the Elemental Isles if I can. Since we're headed there next, I think that would be good.
That's a good thing. How about we separate and then meet up at Elemental Isles to finish off the library?
Oh my goodness, I misunderstood, Laszlo. I thought you meant all of us separate right now and meet up at the Elemental Isles.
No, isn't
yeah, see you fuckers section. In a week.
Oh man, because if your suggestion was to split us up again.
No, don't worry.
We're not doing that again.
I put my arm around Scooter.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have anything they want to do in this room?
Oh, in this room?
No. I guess I'm just curious on what each of us is going to go individually look at. Because I mentioned the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, I guess we're doing Elemental Isles last.
If we're doing Elemental Isles together, then I have nothing individually, because that was my thing.
Okay. Scooter, come with me, and then I'll do some research on us and see what information publicly is available.
I think that'd be a good idea.
The last thing I want to see here, if there is any sort of mention with it, this new information with the Canine Plains, about any terms relating or tangentially related to Matterhold. Okay. No. Figured not, had to ask.
Yeah.
Any new information, I'm going to be like, let's fucking see if there's a crumb somewhere.
No, nothing really regarding that. That's new.
Okay.
Castley, do you want to split up and go with Leon?
Yeah, I'll stick with Leon. I tend to stick with Leon.
Great.
Okay, Lil Scoot.
I like kneel down and whisper in his ear. Best friend.
You're the odd number, Lil Scoot. Which team do you want to go with? I just kind of look down and...
he looks at you.
Okay, cool, buddy. Give him a little fist bump.
Fist bumps back.
Honestly,
you know, it's really important, Lil Scoot, that I remind you of, like, your own autonomy.
He jumps
you
on Ron Castle's back.
That's totally fine. I totally under. That's okay. It doesn't matter to me. It's okay.
I put my arm around Scooter more.
You know what? Yeah, Lil Scoot joins Ron Castle and Leo.
It's totally fine. It's okay.
You gotta let them spread their wings.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah, it's all right, buddy. Yeah, we're gonna make it a nest he wants to return to. All right.
Okay, yeah. We'll make it a nest.
I still arm around Scooter, grab the zip line, and say, "Us
zip line." Zip line.
Us. I jump on the zip line and I say, "The third tree, the one that's not Ilex and not the night tree."
So true.
You get it's the third one to me, but
yeah. I mean, the library is smart enough to know what you mean. We're gonna start with Scooter and Laszlo. You guys take the zip line down, saying "us" zip line, and end up in a similar room as usual.
It's just a video of them riding the zip line over and over and over again.
Hey, Laszlo.
Yeah.
You think if we asked the library to show us the library, we'd cause a feedback loop?
Maybe, but let's get all the information we need before we play around.
Maybe later. Yeah. Maybe later.
But I'm not opposed.
I mean, we fixed it once.
Yeah.
You guys enter a room, and instead of it saying "us" on the screen, it says "Wim Wam Cabin 3." And the leading and biggest information about you guys, actually, is your dealings with Nabrasina. Oh. And how the city kind of had a... Like, they had riots because of you guys. And you guys sort of saw the end of that. And there was actually a lot of discourse within Nabrasina whether or not the riots were justified.
We got fucking Redditors in our comments.
Dude, what does Reddit have to say about Cabin 3?
But it kind of created this weird rift in Nabrasina that they had not experienced as a city before, where the only focus wasn't just the nightlife of Nabrasina and how maybe that's not all that's important there.
Okay. Interesting.
That's the biggest thing that's on you guys, because that was probably the most recorded event of
the riots.
Yeah.
Were from people upset about the essentially crashing of cryptocurrency. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Got it. That was the big thing. And the Beer Brotherhood stuff actually isn't entirely linked to you guys. It's only conjecture.
I got away nothing with was bombing a building.
Nothing was actually hard confirmed, but you are like suspects essentially.
Okay.
Is there anything in our file in relation to any sort of charges or any sort of thing that may link us to Greylock and Chagrin?
Is there a bounty?
Yeah.
There's only charges in the sense of Nabrasina's domain.
Okay.
And how they handle law there.
Got it.
Whether or not that's connected to Chagrin or could involve Chagrin is up for debate. And your guys' understanding of what Chagrin kind of governs is still a little fuzzy.
Well, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I realize that Chagrin is just a fucking uppity cop, so I don't really trust him to abide by any sort of fucking laws or anything at this point.
Roll insight.
I have a question, but I'm not remembering.
You can re-roll it, it's fine.
Okay, sorry. It's straight up lost in it.
It's gone. You got so excited. Got to roll insight against a cop.
Okay.
So excited that die disappeared.
19.
Ooh, 19. That thought passes through your head, Laszlo, of like, wow, I why would I ever trust Chagrin? He feels like an above the law type person. And you're exactly right. In the moments you've seen Chagrin and heard about Chagrin, it feels like he's come when he's wanted to.
ACAB, all chagrins are bad.
Whoa. That's crazy. That's super cool.
All the other information regarding you guys is quite literally just data, like where you're from, what cabin you were assigned to.
Is there like height, age, and like that stuff?
All of that stuff, yeah.
What does my height say?
What does your height say? Because that's not really my decision to make.
Is it accurate? Is like what I'm trying to...
Yes, it is accurate.
It is accurate.
It is accurate to Scooter's height.
How hard would it be to change this information? Can I edit things in the library? Is this like Wikipedia?
No, this is not crowdsourced.
what is it sourced by? Is it sourced by Haven?
Haven is a big part in it, okay. Yes.
I feel like there's information notably lacking.
Yeah.
Just to say it out loud, it says 3 feet tall.
Nice.
But I would like to... one of these days, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to find
the database. If you find out a way to change it, you can. But at this current moment, you cannot change this information. I will edit
the information in the library. You work really hard to edit it into something
not worth changing it to. Like, totally unbelievable. Like, 17 feet tall.
Actually, that's way funnier than what I was going to say. I was going to say 4 feet tall. Dreaming big.
Last thing I want to check would be like essentially hyperlinks of like, you know, family members, mm-hmm. anything clickable there for
any information on our planets
and Scooter. Yeah, on our moons or something. Yeah.
Weirdly, regarding family, it isn't super in depth, mainly because a lot of procedures actually remove information once people leave Spyros. And there are weird kind of like, I guess, disclaimers in a lot of articles regarding this, that it states that if people are to stay on Spyros, their information stays in the database. But as soon as they leave, or if they ever leave, a lot of this information is removed.
That feels weird.
There's probably a lot more information on me than them, oddly enough.
I got the opposite feeling. I got the feeling of like, you know, like that's pretty respectful of privacy. It's like, you're not on our planet. We don't have your information publicly available.
But Haven.
Yes, but I don't trust Haven to do it respectfully. Removing it from the library, I get. Where did you put it?
Maybe they deleted it. Maybe they didn't.
I may as well check Leon, too.
Yeah.
See if there's anything that we don't know, basically.
So
I'd like to do this in a way that is not invading my friend's privacy, more checking his safety.
That's nice.
You can invade it.
I think if Leon was here, he'd probably be like, go deeper.
Laszlo probably honestly is like, I don't think there's much about Leon that I don't know.
That's a really fair point.
I'm just really disappointed that little Scoot wasn't there with us to see everything about Nabrasina and us causing riots. I would have been really proud of that.
Yeah.
And it really stings that he wasn't there to see it.
I'll tell him about it.
Okay.
When you get a bigger peer at Leon's info, it's weirdly actually less thorough than you would imagine, mainly because the Tomb Forest wasn't really paying attention. Haven and their involvement with the Tomb Forest wasn't as heavy when Leon was growing up, per se. Hmm. It is noted that Leon had escaped from Nabrasina and murdered Lupus, though.
Okay.
That is probably the biggest story on Leon. And then, of course, he is also intertwined with all the stuff you guys have done. And his data with Cabin 3 and Wim Wam is also there.
Great. Okay, I think that's it for me, unless you had anything specific you wanted to try, Scooter.
No, nothing comes to mind.
Okay, great. You guys are scanning all this information, and meanwhile, Leon and the little guys are... So,
little Scoot, this is how an incense works. It kind of helps to reduce, like, your nervous system, and it really helps you when you're stressed out.
Little Scoot looks up at you and just is, like, nodding.
Incense.
And,
just do this whenever Scooter starts talking too much. Just to help him calm down.
That's how that was meant.
I was like, oh, well, you know, it calms me down. It helps me. I'm not, like, crazy. Just I can get crazy. Don't cry.
Might ease their minds.
Yeah, my mind. Where is my mind? I lost it so long ago.
Ron Cassidy's face is literally, this is your brain on drugs.
Delicious.
You guys arrive to this room, and instead of it saying the third tree, not Ilex or the night tree, it reads the great trees of Sviros. It kind of whittled it down to a singular topic.
Didn't we ask this before, actually?
I think we might have.
And the third tree is very much just like...
Still nothing.
Where the fuck is it? Mm-hmm. No one really knows. They just know that it exists. And it feels like the sort of thing where a story becomes myth. Mm-hmm. Myth becomes legend.
Still nothing on location.
Fades away from all knowledge. To quote Lord of the Rings.
This podcast is brought to you by movies.
Holy shit. Literature. I feel like that hasn't happened in a while. Anyway,
it's been a while, yeah.
Good job, guys. Yeah,
good job.
Way,
good job.
Way to go.
We're still back.
Yeah. Anyway.
I guess if there's nothing really new there,
mm-hmm.
I guess I basically want to do it as like a check-in on information on Ilex and the Night Tree. Like if there's been any updates on the Night Tree with all the shit that I saw go down.
Mm.
And I think Ilex is probably more of a focus of like, are there any updates like there, essentially?
With Ilex, there aren't actually a lot of updates. Even in this room, yeah, Leon, roll me investigation.
I'm gonna blow one of my side bolster next to basically give myself a verdict. That'll be a 16.
Okay. Yeah, with a 16, weirdly, Wim Wam, just as a whole, Ilex included, feels like information hasn't been getting updated, or just it feels stagnant to maybe when you were there or prior.
That is strangely good information.
Lots of narrowing of eyes across the table, for sure.
Lots of narrowing of eyes. Yeah. They've been narrowing their eyes this entire time I've been telling them things for our visual podcast.
I've been scratching my chin a lot.
I've been scratching my head even and just going like, it's pretty weird. But yeah, Ilex kind of just like, it's the great tree. It's in... Yeah. Wim Wam's forest, roots interconnected with the night tree and the other tree.
I guess I've learned a lot of useful non-information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm remembering, I asked about this. We asked about this last time we were here.
I think
you're right, actually. Now that we're here, I'm remembering as well.
Well,
but still learned something.
Yeah.
In a weird
and also didn't
way.
Have anything else to ask about, so...
Okay, great.
Well, actually, I could have asked about, you know, rabbit foot or something. Oh, well.
Cool.
Did we already try and find information on Lacrimose when we were here? I feel
we definitely did.
You guys have a lot of burning questions still from when you were last here.
Well, wasn't, like, the library broken or something? Wasn't there, like, information
missing? Yes, but it was about the first information that we got here.
The Lacrimose information was basically, like, when you look up a CEO on a company's website.
Yeah, it was practically, like, a LinkedIn bio.
So, if you were to look him up, then his photograph would not be on the website, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That was a pop culture reference. We can move on now.
True.
I'm going to Luigi Lacrimose for sure.
I'm so glad we can say that. You all get your information, and then you all decide to meet up at this final rendezvous point of the Elemental Isles information room.
Got it.
You all zip line your way there. You all meet up again. Little Scoot walks up to you, Scooter, and gives you two thumbs up.
I get down on one knee.
Okay. All right.
I give him an earnest fist bump.
Great. He fist bumps you back.
I stand up.
Earnestly. I love the bit where, like, David Sturges thinks that David Beeman is about to, like, have some really long exposition and puts his mic up. He's always just like, I'm not going to be talking for a second.
This motherfucker's monologuing again.
He starts monologuing.
After that roast from Sturges, never again. Scooter's done talking forever. You know what? Scooter didn't hear it, but David did.
The metaphorical mic went up.
I was going to say, what's funny is I didn't roast Scooter. Leon accidentally did.
You guys
only
make it,
offended me because it's true.
You guys make it to the Elemental Isles. And you make it to the room about
we're
it.
At holy the shit, not, we're here already. Yeah,
wow, it's like you're really here.
It's like a library.
Am I dreaming again? Why did I see color in my dream?
What, that's the first terrifying.
The first thing I want to look up is if the Elemental Isles have libraries.
They do not.
Dang it.
Why are we going?
to build a library.
You plant a library.
We're like missionaries.
I am here for the dissemination and education of this world.
Plant a library?
Jesus Christ.
We're going to go plant a library.
Let's get a school bus full of kids who paid way too much money to be here, pocket a bunch of it, build a library with the cheapest possible wood we can, say Jesus
and
loves
you.
And
take like 20 years to do it.
Yes, yeah. Leave and then never come back and be like, why won't those people see God?
PSA, Jesus does not exist in Spyros. He does not exist.
That's why I love Spyros.
In fact, a lot of religious figureheads do not exist in Spyros.
He said a lot. He did not say all.
True.
I guess I mean there are zero real world religious figureheads.
I'm gonna,
in the in world case of Spyros.
I'm gonna enough. Luigi Buddha.
I'm gonna plant a library.
You said this it like so as a threat.
Yeah, it is. In the way that we mean it, missionary style. Watch. Sorry.
That's it. That's it.
I'm going to plant a library in missionary style.
Beeman, is that another tattoo?
Wow, that's a really good thing you just said. That's really good.
Oh man. I'm sorry.
No, you aren't.
Tell us about the Elemental Isles.
Yeah, let me find out how I can plant a library missionary style.
What's like?
Oh my god.
What's like the first thing you guys want to know about them?
Are they dangerous?
Yes, actually, one of the leading lines is that they are not entirely safe places.
Origins.
Origins?
Yes. Yeah, like etymology.
Like oranges. Or, like.
or origins.
Or oranges.
And kind of the sun. Like, I imagine that they are almost arcane volcano-like.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is some insight into the, like, pseudoscience of that.
Got it.
Or actual science.
Yes.
So, the Elemental Isles are a weird place in the ways that they haven't been, like, very minutely studied scientifically. It's very much a mumbo-jumbo-y kind of vibe you can get from what it's talking about. But a lot of people believe that the Elemental Isles essentially hold the elements together that make up Spyros as a planet.
That doesn't sound safe or stable.
No!
Inhabitants is going to be a follow-up question.
Inhabitants, yeah, great follow-up question. Mostly wildlife, if in fact only wildlife.
I figure that's why it's considered dangerous, is the wildlife.
Do
we have photos?
There are, yeah, so One of the leading lines in Dangerous Wildlife are lava rays. Massive, massive rays in the water that kind of roam around each island that are very big. Like, hilariously, like, wingspan of 40 feet type big. Very cool looking, though. Very big rays, and they have this sort of auburn tint to them, and are somewhat... they don't have any pictures of it, but they are said to be able to engulf themselves in flames.
Oh. Have they ever been domesticated or ridden?
Are they friend-shaped?
No.
Honestly. Can you train one?
There is no domestication records of a lava ray.
Yet,
I suppose.
This gives me Annihilation vibes.
But yeah, there is no one that really lives there. They're regarded as very dangerous and are believed to hold together the elemental makeup of the planet.
History of visitors.
Good one. There's not too much there, actually. There's really old records of researchers trying and attempting to make their way there and dying in the process.
Does it say how they died?
Lava rays.
the first thing.
You know what? Hey, at least they can't get us on land.
Well, we have to get there by water.
I know, but when we get there, we'll be on land.
From my vision of this place.
Sure.
As I think back on that vision and I compare it to what I'm either seeing or reading on screen,
mm-hmm.
are there notable differences in terms of like appearance, like things I would notice? Time difference, anything?
From photos and writings on the Elemental Isles, it seems pretty one-to-one with what you saw in your visions.
Good question.
Because my vision was literally just like swimming up from the depths and then seeing them and then waking up. So there wasn't much there.
Lava rays' weaknesses.
Lava rays' weaknesses.
None. Lava rays' favorite food. Don't be gnomes, don't be gnomes, don't be gnomes, don't be gnomes.
There are no weaknesses listed.
Okay.
Yet.
The only thing that is recommended when encountering one is to run.
On water?
I thought you said Jesus wasn't in there.
Essentially, sorry, flee. Is that better?
Okay. Super serious Scooter is also annoyingly pedantic.
Pedantic.
Excuse me?
Damn.
Not like the perfect.
That's the joke.
We're so good at this.
That was the joke. We're so funny.
Everybody, the Patreon is $5 a month.
Give Tyler money.
Guys, this looks pretty dangerous. Laszlo, will you remind me again why we're going here?
We are going because there have been essentially reports of lots of unstable activity and also reports of
Dingo Bingo
sending people here, correct?
Yes.
So they aren't...
Have they made it there or we're trying to beat them there?
They are believed to be there.
Okay. So, we're going to stop them.
Because it mentioned that, you know, Elemental Isles hold all the elements that make up Spyros, and there's been very few visitors. Is there almost a caveat, though, of, like, interference or, like, satellites essentially getting sent in and doing shit, like, elements, excavation of any sort, like...
Oh, so are you...
Signs of basically industry.
Yes. So, like, any, like, non-sentient kind of involvement or interference...
Yeah, because the elements sounds like something Haven would want.
Like mining or something like that.
There are no reports on this.
Just almost to specify what he's asking a little more, mentions of Haven in regards to Elemental Isles at all?
None.
Okay.
If we let Camp Dingo Bingo try to get there first, then all the lava rays will eat them up, and then when we go there, all the lava rays will already be full.
Their bellies will be so full, they won't be hungry for us anymore. They're going to take a nap.
They won't want to eat gnomes.
It sounds like they've already gotten there, though, so probably already given the lava rays a second wind.
Oh, well, if they survived, we can do it. They're not better than us.
Yeah, I agree.
Framelock said that they have picked up this activity with radiation elemental wise, and as well as Framelock's view of it is that Camp Dingo Bingo is trying to plan an assault on Hub, is what he said to you guys.
From the Elemental Isles.
Probably with the Elemental Isles.
Yeah, Framelock wasn't exactly sure. We don't know. 100% on it.
Are we done in this room?
There's nothing else that I'm interested in learning.
Yeah, I'm done here.
I would like to search up Camp Dingo Bingo.
Okay, cool. I am going to say that this is probably the last thing you guys have time for.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you all follow, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. You all zipline down Camp Dingo Bingo. Zipline. Camp Dingo Bingo. Quite a hefty amount of information here, actually, because it is one of the main six summer camps of Sphyros. Big headlines just to get things started here. The sage in charge of Dingo Bingo is known as Canaday. Very much watches over that camp. Just how a sage is in charge of every camp.
Is there a picture of him?
It's that same kind of bandaged person.
Okay.
Got it. So, yeah. And there are camper lists and things of that nature.
Any names we recognize on any of the lists that we read?
No, not right now.
Okay.
What are the names that we see of note?
So from what you can tell, Camp Dingo Bingo follows the same cabin system that Camp Wim Wim for Boys does. And... yeah, here we go. Cabin 1 contains 3 members: Nim Brandon, Sourbread, and Lump.
Okay. Are there power level readings with any of these people?
No. There
aren't. Are there pictures?
There are pictures. There's profiles.
Would you describe them?
We don't have time.
We don't have time for this, so I'm not going to. I will give you names, though.
Okay. I just want to know what sour bread looks like.
Can we have sour bread? Can we have that one?
Yeah, I'll give you sour bread. How about this, actually? I'll list all of the campers, and you can pick 2 that you want descriptions of.
Okay, out of all of them?
Out of all.
I want all the names first. Got
it. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to sit on my hands so they don't shake.
Big lore drop going on right here. So yes, Cabin 1 consists of Nim Brandon, Sourbread, and Lump. Cabin 2 weirdly only lists one person, and their name is Winston Pleck. Moving on.
I don't like that.
Cabin 3... from Dingo Bingo.
These are our rivals.
Consists of Clipper, Structurus, and Penny the Commander.
I'm gonna kill Clipper.
Cabin 4 consists of Timmy and Timothy, Beth Yardarm, and Ren Reefwake.
I don't like that Timmy and Timothy.
Are one person. Yeah.
And then lastly, Cabin 5 consists of Noah, Tiffany, and Kinsley.
What the fuck?
Sour bread
for sure. And then
the cabin 2 that just had one person.
I'm interested in that. I'm also interested
or
in
Kinsley.
Noah.
Yeah.
Noah or Kinsley.
No. I was joking because they sounded the most normal. They're probably the most fucked
they're
up.
They're probably the scariest. Them, yeah.
But I think sour bread and the singular camper is not a bad move.
Yeah, that's my idea. Okay.
All right, cool. Sour bread. Is listed as a lemon wizard,
and he is a small pink imp with very pointy ears that go out laterally, and he wears yellow robes and a large hat that's like kind of a cross between a wizard hat and a sun hat. Very, very big, covers most of his face, and it's pointy and kind of like stereotypical of a wizard.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
He's a
cool
lemon wizard.
Cool and intimidating.
Sour bread. Small guy, small guy.
He's small. I'm going to step on him.
He's like your size.
Laszlo, step on him.
Okay, done. It's done.
And then, yeah, I think as you guys are looking at this, it makes sense that you see all these cabins with three cabin members, and you go to cabin two and see that it's just Winston Pleck.
Is he three people?
Winston Pleck is not three people. Winston Pleck is one person. And what you see is very much just a normal average badger, like quadrupedal on all fours, a badger.
We can never go there.
But he has a pair of little round, rectangular rounded glasses, kind of like 2000s, like thin wire glasses. And he has a little tiny pipe and little bubbles are coming out of it. And he also wears this weird little backpack is the most noticeable thing that has four little tiny robot arms that emerge from it.
My mouth waters.
But Winston Pleck.
Okay, we need to make that guy an ally. I feel like he would also be a great addition to our team.
Does it seem like there's missing entries, or does it seem like he was just supposed to be
listed? He's the only one listed.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all we're going to get out of this, and we still got to go talk to...
I did have one last question about the camp.
Okay.
Because Dingo Bingo is Chagrin's place?
No.
No, I'm thinking of Greylock.
Canada. Yeah.
But I want to look up like their history and or allegiances in terms of like conflict in Spyros.
It's mainly just listed as one of the summer camps and that Canada oversees it. And that it's like how you would see any of the camps, really. Cool. Just kind of... base information about them.
Makes sense. I thought I'd try, though. Oh, well. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We've learned a lot, I feel like.
Big learning.
Let's go talk.
Always so much fun at your local library.
Let's go talk to Vile.
Real. You guys exit with a zipline. Zipline.
Exit.
Zipline.
Zipline.
Yes. You guys are back at the entrance of the library, and you can now leave. And what you remember next is that Vile was looking to speak with you.
Okay.
Let's just go straight
there. Great.
You guys find the dog that Snub's headquarters resides in. And I'll just remind you that the way to get in... Oh, I think actually...
It's the zigzag pattern down its head, yeah?
Yep, you're so right.
Yep.
You do the little zigzag pattern... And you have to say speak.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's all right.
Speak.
Zipline.
We don't need to roll for you to remember that. It'd be so silly. You do the zigzag across its head and then say speak. And it goes, Row! And then it says, welcome. And then you all get zucked into its mouth, into this little pocket dimension of this Scottish Terrier. And you are in the Snub headquarters again. And Vile... still on her rollerblades, wheels over to you guys. Guys, it's so good to see you all. How you been?
Good.
I bow.
Why?
My dearest Vile, it has been a long and arduous journey.
I'm sure
it has
been.
But here we are now reunited as a team.
And it's so good to see you.
It's so good to be seen.
Meanwhile, 1,000-yard stare out of Leon.
Yeah, sorry, I know you guys are busy, but I just kind of wanted to get your opinions on some things or just let you know that we're up to these things and how, I don't know, how you might want to help or how we could help you, whatever. Snub was kind of formed just so that we can, you know, take down the hub, kind of overhaul, but and you guys helping that, it's kind of done, so like we were... kind of thinking about what we really are as an organization now, and I think the obvious answer was in front of us, so we didn't even notice. that the strategic neutralization of the unwanted Big Brother is Haven.
Right.
That is kind of where we're turning, and our intel on Haven is limited currently, just due to our location. But I think we're interested in the sorting simulator and how that could be a thing to maybe start learning about.
I agree very much so.
We're a little worried on how that process even works because there's no record of it and people just get sorted. You all know this, Leon. I know you don't.
I know the theories.
Yeah. You're there. So yeah, that's what's important. But we really think that that is our next thing, and I just wanted to let you guys know so that you can be on the lookout. I don't really know what you might find, but anything is helpful.
I will. I have a personal interest in this as well, yeah. As I have an acquaintance who likely is going to be sent on her pilgrimage soon.
Oh, wow.
If you hear anything about a Kalistar named Pulsa.
A fellow Kalistar?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to keep my eyes peeled for where it is she may end up.
We're trying to infiltrate any sort of stream of data from the sorting simulator. So if we see anything ping, if we get a sure connection, we will let you know for sure.
Yeah.
And Leon, I actually kind of wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
Could I, like, very... I mean this delicately. Can I take, like, a sample of your wing? I know that's really strange and offhanded, but...
Why would it be weird as my wing is extending over towards her?
She's like, oh, okay, I didn't know how you felt about it.
I don't really have a concept of personal space.
Okay, great. Well, I was really unsure of how to ask, so that's a lot of relief for me.
I've been poked and prodded most of my life. It's nothing new.
She doesn't take anything, like, hurtful or harmful. She quite literally just takes, like, a rough kind of, like... Q-tip type of thing and just scrubs at your wing and then puts
but like
it.
Why though?
Yeah, I was getting to that. She puts it in a vial and sets it down and is like, so I mean, just a question, like, have you guys seen any like sentient creatures or like people with wings at all on Spyros?
Sentient creatures?
You know, people like you and me with wings. Like organic wings.
No, I don't think we have. I think it's pretty... It's also pre-podcast stuff, but it's pretty much a point that, like, flying people are, like, not a thing in Spyros.
I think Leon, like, is very slowly putting his hands on his face and goes, are you gonna try and give me a second wing?
We could try that. We could also... It's weird that you have a wing at all. So we're trying to figure out that because Haven, as you know, is...
Could you give me wings?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if you're, like, a suitable experiment. I just know that...
I'd never even thought about the fact that Leon had a wing.
We could all get wings, guys.
Maybe. I could get wings, right? I would get
Ron
wings for sure.
Castley could get wings.
I think I look at Val and go, do you know about lupus?
Somewhat. I've heard stories about her.
I tell her everything about the experiments.
Okay, great.
In case it maybe gives her insight onto either maybe she as a scientist would have more insight on why lupus would be giving me wings than maybe I even figured out, even though I have my theories that lupus wanted to get to Haven for shit and therefore wing, therefore fly.
Yeah,
Tanner,
Vial,
I thought about
you.
This a lot.
For a split second, I forgot lupus was a character, and I thought the question was, hey, do you know about lupus?
the disease known as lupus? I mean, the character is quite a disease.
It's never lupus.
She sort of like, yeah, she's conveying to you guys that Haven's so conveniently placed in the sky where no one can really get, and there's also really no machinery that... is like pilotable to Haven either.
But if we had wings, we could fly to Haven.
This conveniency feels more like the results of an unknown genocide.
Yeah, and the fact that you have a wing is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
I know it's not really of use to you, other than being pretty cool. I think it's really cool. Thank you for being so vulnerable. I honestly, it's such a relief. We're going to be working on this. These are kind of our main things, Haven and the Sorting Simulator. So I'll be sending messages to you guys if need be.
My kind of whole point was to get there in the first place, and that's kind of my whole point too. And if I can get another wing.
Vile, I have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, Vile, we have a question.
Oh, do you now?
We were all wondering if you wanted to come with us to karaoke tonight.
Wow, really? Oh, karaoke.
We would all really, 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 really love it if you came to karaoke with us.
Really?
I mean, depending on how late you guys are there, maybe I can see you, but I do
It'd
have some work
really,
to be done.
It'd be really, really great if you showed up.
Okay.
It would actually, like, make my night if you, Vile,
I'm not saying
showed
no.
up at karaoke.
I'm not saying no, but I'll try my best to be there. I might be there a little late, but, yeah. You're going to the repository, I'm sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. You guys, you deserve a night to yourselves.
It won't be the same without you.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay, thanks. I don't get invited to a lot of stuff. That's really nice.
What's your karaoke song, Vile?
I don't actually sing karaoke too often.
So we're going to find out tonight.
I'll try to be there, okay? Thank you all for coming. I know it was kind of a short notice, and I know you're busy. And I don't take this for granted that you even showed up.
Our interests are aligned, and you are our friend. So
I really want a second wing.
I bow deeply.
Little
Scoot bows like with
there's
me.
No like,
this
there's
is no Little
need.
Scoot's first time meeting Vile, so
true.
Now Little Scoot knows like to bow to Vile.
Yeah, you don't need to do that, but thank you anyway for the show of respect. I appreciate it. I'm gonna get right to this. This is big. Thank you again, Leon. Maybe I'll see you tonight.
Sounds good. I bow to Vile.
We all bow. Ron Castley somehow bows.
Yeah, Ron Castley can't really bow.
Ron, bend the knee.
Wow. Ron gets on one knee.
There you go, buddy.
Prostrate yourself.
I've psychically linked with just him for the past 8 hours. I'm like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to.
I know, but they're just so convincing.
Let's go to fucking karaoke.
Let's go to karaoke. Let's do it.
Smash cut to Laszlo, like really plain and like not putting a lot of energy to it. Just like, I come home in the morning light. My mother says, when you gonna live your life right? Like, it's a super...
We finish the stanza.
No, I can't. We can't do that much more of this song in the
for
podcast.
Me, Cooper,
girls
me and-
just wanna have fun.
Ron Castley and I get up there as a duet and do...
I got a feeling. Tonight's gonna be a good night. Night's gonna be a good night.
Okay, all right.
By the red eye.
Could
you imagine that this is the bit that gets our podcast taken down? Copyright strikes.
All worth it, baby.
I'm so tired of being here.
It's you and Little Scoot.
You guys have a night of merriment.
Yeah. I want Ron Castley to get up there for an encore and do Where Is My Mind? By the
Leon does Freak on a Leash.
Freak on a Leash?
Bye, Leon.
A night of merriment has had mozzarella sticks to be consumed.
Zombie. Can you take me higher? That's a really good Laszlo song.
Vile makes it towards the end of the night to see you guys kind of going really hard.
What does Vile sing?
Yeah, what does Vile sing?
Vile sings. Oh, Vile sings. What is the first things first? I'm the real. Is it? I'm the realist.
First things first. I'm the. What is that song? Song that is.
Holy I'm so
shit.
Fancy.
Oh right? Yeah, it's fancy.
It's fancy. Yeah.
I always forget that it's fancy.
Yeah, same. Vile gets up there and sings fancy.
God, oh my god.
Little Scoot gets up there by himself to do What a Wonderful World.
It's dead silence.
Yeah, Little Scoot doesn't say anything. He's just smirking and looking.
Mouth doesn't even open.
Yeah, just longingly
looking. Little
Scoot
does tequila.
Can't even do that.
Wait, okay, so yeah, I learned very recently grape juice, major faux pas. Very, yeah, very
really bad.
Bad.
Gross really
and
bad. Bad. Don't do that.
So, is there an inebriating alternative that Scooter can now gravitate towards to numb himself?
There's like ale, yeah.
Just well, like, actually, sorry oh, wait, to actually you know about
yeah,
Spiders.
No.
There's
yeah,
no alcohol.
Yeah, you're
in
so right. Yeah. Never mind.
Sprites,
no, there isn't.
Sprites all around.
Yeah, you're Sprite. So right.
Sprite all around.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in appeasement mode. I'm just like, no, there is nothing.
You are just yes way into alcohol.
Yeah. You guys have a wonderful night to yourselves. You can let loose a little bit, which feels good because in the morning, you face another unknown, just like you have the past times over and over again. And that's where we'll end our session.
Damn.
Guys, we're going to kick that other cabin three's ass.
I think so. I think that will for sure do. I think other things will kick our ass. But as long as our ass is in two
together.
Pieces
oh.
at the end, two cheeks.
One butt.
Not to, I don't want to discriminate against anybody who has
one
less
singular.
Than or more than two cheeks, just to be clear.
Just to be clear.
Just to be super clear. That's kind of not a joke because sometimes I don't want to be ableist. But
thank you all for listening to our podcast.
Oh, man, we got copyright strike and canceled in the same episode.
We really Spyros. Hope you're loving Spyros. And we hope you rated 5 stars on your favorite listening platform. Join us on the Discord. Join us on Patreon for more content. We love doing this.
Please stop sharing this episode link in r/single cheek. I beg you.
What?
I wonder if that exists. It probably does. Anything shout out on the way out?
No. With arms wide open.
Is that the group song that we're doing?
Definitely.
With arms wide open.
I don't remember any other part of that song.
Me either. Who fucking needs to?
Yeah.